This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1476. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 2nd, Ramadan extensions help de-exing. How much for a QSL from Uganda? Shortwave services upgraded from India and Vietnam. Broadcasters out of 40 meters, but utility intruders in 49. Future plans from Pickle Lake. Schedule changes at WRMI and WGVU in the propagation outlook. Ramadan is now underway, and there are several more consequences to shortwave broadcasting which have come to light and will still be in effect until approximately the autumnal equinox, that is the new moon in September. Morocco has been on daylight shifting time during the summer, but they ended DST of UT plus one just before Ramadan began, which means that their shortwave broadcasts, which had been going out 1 hour earlier by UT, are now back to their normal schedule. This impacts on Argentina, which insists on broadcasting on the same frequency as Morocco, 15.345. Well, not exactly the same most of the time. They're heterodyning each other, not exactly on the same frequency. Between 21 and 22 UT, Argentina is attempting to broadcast to Europe in German. While Morocco was on DST, they were signing off just before this at 2100, so the frequency was clear for Argentina. But now they're both on until 2200 and producing that heterodyne. Or sometimes, perhaps purely by accident or coincidence, they're almost on the same frequency, making only a sub-audible heterodyne, as observed here in North America. Of much more interest to DX listeners is an extension of the schedule by Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland. Many stations in Islamic-dominated countries do extend their broadcasts further into the night or sign on earlier in the morning, since people tend to stay up all night during Ramadan. And that's the case with Radio Hargeisa in Somalia. Gian Piero Bernardini in Italy was hearing 7145 still on the air as late as 2020 UT on the 30th of August. This means that the chances are increasing for North American DXers to pick this up in our afternoons, at least along the East Coast. It all depends on how late they're staying on, and we don't yet know how late that is, or even if they're running all night, but we have no reports of that as yet. It's one of those laggard frequencies remaining within what is supposed to be the exclusive 40-meter handband, 7145. We'll have more Ramadan-related items as we move into Asia, but first a bit more news from Africa. Rick Van Reel in New Hampshire, who enjoys DXing harmonics, reports to the Harmonics Group, hearing a broadcast signal on 14790, August 29th from 1745 until 1757. Not sure of the language, but they did mention Washington. Well, Wolfgang Büschel explains that it must be the second harmonic of Voice of the People, the clandestine for Zimbabwe, which is transmitted via Madagascar on exactly one half of that frequency, 7395, starting at 1700. It's in English, Shona and Ndebele. A DXer in Japan received a strange note from someone representing the Uganda Broadcasting Corporation. Thanks to Seichi Hasegawa for passing on this item. Here's what the Ugandan wrote. We are studying your reception, but our international QSL cards are sold at $100. Write to Rubagasira Richard, UBC Radio, Box 2038. Enclose the money and send it over. You will immediately receive your QSL. Well, this seems slightly amiss, as one usually is not asked to pay anything, let alone $100, for a QSL card. Several people in the DXLD group commented on this, some of them wondering if it was just a misunderstanding. Maybe he meant 100 shillings, which is hardly anything in terms of dollars. But we don't yet know whether he really meant that or whether he's really with UBC. Could be someone in the post office intercepting their mail. As long as his name is on the mail to UBC, he could intercept it again. In any event, we suggest no one take up this offer to buy a QSL for $100 from UBC. Here's a frequency which could fool you, not where you might expect to hear a Euro pirate. 7550. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard Radio Amica with the Italian name. It may actually be in Italy. August 28th at 2310 to 2355, and a fair signal also the next day, the 29th, from 2314 to 2340, with light pop music, Europops and ballads, and he even heard Italian IDs at 2316 and 2320 on exactly 7550.04. At certain times of the day, there are legitimate international shortwave broadcasting stations on that same frequency. Alokesh Gupta in India, in the DX India Yahoo group, forwards this item from Sanjay Sutradhar in Kolkata, something he heard on the local news there. All India Radio Kolkata transmitters are to be upgraded, including the shortwave ones, and made more powerful, probably due to the aggressiveness with which China is covering the world on the bands. The Kolkata programs are to be made more interesting and people-oriented. And it seems government will soon give away licenses to foreign broadcasters, and they will broadcast with private parties in India. 24-hour radio TV Malaysia frequencies are now in effect thanks to Ramadan. Strong signals coming into India, says another Kolkatan, Supratik Sanatani, to DX Listening Digest, heard during the night on 1st September from 1600 UT, Malaysia on 5965 in Malay with Quran recitations and English pop songs, and also on 7295, commercials and news in English at 1700. And as he said, they're apparently on the air now 24 hours, which will help in some parts of the world to DX them more easily. The 40-meter ham band segment of 7100 to 7200 kilohertz is still occupied by a few broadcasters, as we mentioned, Somalia and some others, which are slow to evacuate, even though it's supposed to be exclusively for hams for the past 5 months or so. But now some of these remaining signals are disappearing, although we're not sure if they're permanent moves in all cases. John Mokins in Colorado reported to Kumri DX that Sarawak FM had been missing for a few days from 7130 between 12 and 14 UT, and Taiwan, which was heterodyning it, also missing from 7129.88. Same observed by Ron Howard at DX Listening Digest from the beach in California. Sarawak FM 7130, unable to be heard as of August 29th for 4 or 5 days. And it had been very regular before that. Now the frequency it's registered to move to is 7235, but still nothing heard on that frequency. Mike Terry forwards an item from the Southgate Amateur Radio Club in the UK, headlined Radio China to vacate the amateur-only section of 7 MHz band. That in turn quotes the IARU Region 1 website, saying that China is to stop broadcasting on 5 frequencies from 7.1 to 7.2 MHz. But no details. And Radio China, what's that? We've never heard of a station with that name. Are they referring to the People's Republic or the ROC? Actually, although this item is in the future tense, it appears already outdated since, as we mentioned, 7130 is gone, 7185 also. But that's because Taiwan left and China no longer had to jam them, so who gets the credit for that? Furthermore, Nemengu in Inner Mongolia had been on 7105, but some others have moved out already in the second half of August. As Wolfgang Büschel points out from the China schedules in great detail on the Nagoya DX Club website. As Hasegawa of NDX Circle, I should say, reports as of September 1st that Nemengu PBS 7105 had moved to 7430, heard at 0950 UT. Now more about the new service, or the new name for an old service from China, Beibu Bay Radio, which we mentioned last week. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us that it's been confirmed in Tokyo on 5050 and 9820 kilohertz, signing on at 1000 with ID in English, and then a program in Chinese, another ID in English at 1100, and a program in Vietnamese. Later on, as Hasegawa, quoting material from Hiroshi, has a full language schedule for this new Beibu Bay radio service, according to their own homepage. They started testing August 18th, but the official opening will not be until the end of October. The English schedule is from 08 until 1000 UT, the Hot Pot Show, as they call it. That's 7 days a week, although their IDs in English at other hours. All the other transmissions are in Chinese, Vietnamese, or Thai, or Cantonese. Unfortunately, the shortwave transmissions do not start until 1000, just after the two-hour English show. Nevertheless, Ron Howard in California has been monitoring and heard them mostly in Vietnamese and some announcements in Chinese on 5050 between 1222 and 1443. He says, "We should enjoy this while we can, as I expect the voice of Strait to return to that same frequency, 5050 from 7280, their summer frequency." From the Voice of Vietnam website, via the Media Network blog, we have news of a similar new service from the Voice of Vietnam, but they're calling it the East Sea Broadcasting Project. It was launched with quite a ceremony with various dignitaries. Does the story say anything about times or frequencies? Of course not, but it's supposed to cover out to 3.5 megameters from the coast. Now, we suspect that this is a response to China's new Beibu Bay service. For them, it's the northern bay of the South China Sea, but it's really the same patch of water which is east of Vietnam. And you might also recall that Vietnam and China have clashed over ownership of certain very small islands in that area. Thanks to Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa, we do have one frequency which is apparently pertinent to this new East Sea service from Voice of Vietnam. They're running Program 1 on 7435, heard from approximately 23 to midnight UT since August 29th. They believe this is that new service, and they also think it may be opposed to China's Beibu Bay radio. In Hardcore DX, Dave Volko in Pennsylvania reports Radio Vanuatu on 3945, August 23rd, from 10:03 to 11:01, a religious program at first, instrumental music, mentioned Good Night, Jesus Christ, and a program outro at 11:01, and a 10-minute newscast, some music and local interference. He says the best signal yet. What about the other frequency they're supposedly using or going to use, 7260? In WWDXC DX magazine, Wolfgang Büschel says that channel is much too high to serve the islands. And 3945 is not working well after sundown, so further tests are planned on 3210. Look for Vanuatu there. Furthermore, do not assume you have Vanuatu if you hear something on 3945. In Coomber DX, John Wilkinson, Colorado, on August 30th only, heard Radio Nikkei Japan. Now, they are scheduled on that frequency until as late as 0900, but he heard them from 1227 until sign-off at 1330. Although he was not hearing the other usual frequencies, 3925, 6055, or 9595. But the next day, they were back as usual on those frequencies and not 3945 during this time period. Ron Howard suspects this was special programming having to do with the big changes in the Japanese government, hopefully only a one-day event, and not further confusing us with Vanuatu. Radio Simban, that Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, is still not being heard after a bit of activity at the beginning of August, 2368.5. In Australian DX News, it was reported as late as August 14th at 1100 UT by Graham Daw in Broken Hill. However, editor Craig Seeger says it seems to be off as I compile this on August 30th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1476. Now more than ever, your financial support is needed to keep this free service going, both our broadcasts and our internet sites, free of advertising, but with a great deal of information of use to the shortwave and DX listeners. You may send a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Thanks to Jim Gershman, K1JJJ, who did just that. Or a check in the mail will do to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Another Ramadan item, not from the Middle East, but from Niagara Falls. Yes, CJRN 710 on the Canadian side during the month of Ramadan at local sunset replaces their usual glorified traveler's information service with a special program of prayers, chanting, and reading from the Quran. They've been doing this every Ramadan for the past several years, says Mike Brooker in Toronto, IRCA. Sunset is around midnight UT, so if you hear Ramadan programming on 710 in Northeast America, it's probably CJRN. Another unusual station in Brampton, Ontario, is CIAO on 530. Terry Wilson in Michigan reports hearing AM 530 multicultural radio in the wee hours. It's weak with 250 watts, 300 miles away. The content of South Asian or Punjabi or Hindi programming is a nice substitute, he says, for All India Radio, which I don't receive at that time of night. Dale Rothert sends a story from the Toronto Star about changes at CFRB, the gist of which is that they've fired a bunch of their air talent, rather like CJAD in Montreal, although it's apparently not quite so many people are gone. But if and when CFRX does come back to shortwave 6070, don't expect to hear the same people you used to. FM Media has an item about a station in Pickle Lake, Ontario. That's way out in the outback, CJTL 96.5, a Christian Aboriginal station known as Washtewin Radio. It also has a parallel outlet in Thunder Bay, CJTL 1 on 98.1, while CJTL itself is 96.5. Probably very low powered, but that's not clear. Pickle Lake, that rings a bell because there was an item in the Galcom Prayer Bulletin, the purveyors of fixed-tuned radios, that at least a few years ago, there were plans for this Pickle Lake FM station, now on the air, the Native Evangelical Fellowship of Canada, to extend its signal with a shortwave broadcast. However, it's not clear whether they're actually planning on setting up a shortwave station in Pickle Lake or just getting a program on an existing shortwave station. It appears that WRMI in Miami has sold a lot more airtime to the Cheetah Radio infomercial folks, also known as Your World, Your Way, the name of one of their main programs, which has bumped some other programming, which had been filling time, on 9955. We don't have a complete new schedule yet, but there at least one airing of World of Radio has been affected. We're no longer heard UT Wednesdays at 0500 when there's a two-hour block of Cheetah Radio. However, Jeff White tells me he's moved World of Radio to 0700 UT on Wednesdays just after that. And some other DX programs may have been shifted as well. Another time for us, the next night, which remains UT Thursdays at 0530, was reported with good strength and clear signal by Charles Jones in Castle Hill, New South Wales, Australia, August 13th in Australian DX News. Glad to know our WRMI signal is doing so well down under. Meanwhile, on another occasion, I was hearing almost an hour of a very nice mix of music from around the world. Instead of La Rosa de Tokyo, which had a technical problem, that was UT Saturday between 05 and 06. Jeff White says he's put that music together himself from CDs he's picked up on his world travels. I really enjoyed the music unannounced, a little bit from each country, and hope we may hear more of it, even if it's only Phil on WRMI. There's a utility intruder in the middle of the 49-meter supposedly exclusive international shortwave broadcast band on 6130. There are a series of beeps and then a noise burst, which I think is actually a data burst. The number of beeps varies. I've been monitoring this at various times. There were 3 beeps on one occasion, 5 beeps on another, and 11 beeps. I wasn't sure at all what this could be, but a utility DXer, John in Florida, says it's TADIL A, T-A-D-I-L hyphen A, which stands for Tactical Data Information Link. It's used by carrier task groups, Navy bases, etc. Also, U.S. and NATO-allied forces to exchange tactical data, radar tracks between ships, land, and aircraft. So actually identifying where these signals are coming from may be difficult, but we hear them in the middle of the night, for example, at 0537, and also in the morning around 1208. And John in Florida was hearing them in the evening around 0130. So they're probably not too far away somewhere in North America, and making it impossible for any broadcaster to use 6130 to or from the Western Hemisphere. There are a few using it within the Eastern Hemisphere, but this utility intruder has no business inside the broadcast band. Another place where it intrudes is approximately 11740, heard sometimes in the mornings here, interfering with VOA in Korean. But it's also heard outside the broadcast band, such as 5172 at 1227. Another complaint is broadcast stations putting out big filthy FM spurs on either side of their legal frequency, such as WTJC in North Carolina, 9370. It seems just about all the time we hear spurs on both sides, approximately 9345 and 9395, covering up to 15 kilohertz each, depending on the strength at the time, such as at 0506 UT, also another evening at 0545, and also in our morning at 1257, interfering with any other stations trying to use those frequencies. A large number of ham stations from the U.S. are adding slant 140 to their call signs from September 2nd and 9th to celebrate the 140th anniversary of the birth of Hiram Percy Maxim, the original W1AW, co-founder and first president of the American Radio Relay League. And of course, ARRL is issuing a certificate for the occasion, according to the ARI DX Bulletin of 425 DX News, edited in Italy, via Dave Raycroft, ODXA. WGVU 1480, a public radio station in Michigan, has changed its format. It used to be relaying BBC World Service, among other things, but now they are going to an all-oldies musical format, which is believed to be a first for a public radio station. They'll still be carrying NPR newscasts on the hour, according to Andy Robbins of another public radio affiliate in Kalamazoo. WGVU is in Grand Rapids. The news from the medium wave circle, also a story in the Grand Rapids Press via Artie Bigley. Here's a Mexican station, and not just anyone, but one of the major Mexico City outlets on 940, which is off frequency. XEQ, now known as Radio Besame or Besame 940, La Radio Apasionata, Brandon, Jordan, in Tennessee, measured on 939.88 kilohertz, August 26th at 0400. That is 120 hertz low and thus producing an audible heterodyne. By the way, I've heard another couple of heterodynes at night on 1280 and 1330 kilohertz, indicating some other U.S. or probably Mexican station is significantly off frequency. Any ideas? As you've been noting for the past couple of months, Radio Havana Cuba is running well past its previous sign-off time of 0700, even though you'd never know it by consulting their website schedule. From the UK and California, where people are awake to monitor them even later into our night, we have confirmation of some of their extended broadcasts. Mike Berkoff in England says they had English beyond 0700 on 6060, still heard August 24th at 0732. And on August 26th, 6060 was in English and still going at 0840 UT. Ron Howard in California says that lasted until sign-off at 1000. Good reception in English. And they've also expanded their Spanish language broadcasts well past 0700 on 6000 and 6140 and 6120 past 1005 UT, says Ron Howard. Harry Helms has done a great deal for the radio hobbyist as a writer and publisher over many years. Lately, he's been keeping up a blog which documents his interests in such things as hiking, mountain climbing, ghost towns, where he's put lots of photos, probably available nowhere else. He's also interested in publishing, politics, horses, and of course, family and friends. But the point of his blog lately is that he has been fighting terminal cancer. And he's been a superb example of how to face the end of one's life. I can highly recommend his blog, and he seems to be saying the end is near. It's Harry Helms blog, that's all one word, .blogspot.com. HARRYHELMSBLOG.blogspot.com. The World Radio TV Handbook lives. Since the apparent demise of Passport to World Band Radio, people have been wondering if the same might be happening to the World Radio TV Handbook. So I asked publisher Nicholas Hardiman for a reassuring statement. And now he has replied, "We can follow Mark Twain's example. Reports of our death have been greatly exaggerated." He says, "I was very sad to hear about PWBR, but we are now working hard on the 2010 edition of WRTH, and it will be published at the beginning of December. New distribution in the U.S. should solve some of the problems last year, although I cannot guarantee anything about how Amazon will perform." Sergey S. says Amazon is already accepting pre-orders for WRTH 2010, but not for Passport. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 1st. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but up to 10 and 3 on September 3rd and 12 and 4 on September 26th, while solar flux is stuck at 68. And that's World of Radio 1476. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.